The Navy works hard to prevent overindulgence by sailors, and its newest approach to promote responsible drinking is only a download away. The app is called Peer Pressure. It was commissioned by the Navy Alcohol and Drug Prevention Office. Here to tell us more is the program director, Doris Favorite. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you today?
Okay. So tell us about the app first. We want to get to the bigger picture, but tell us what you have done right now, this app that people download. What does it do? How does it work?
Well, primarily, I'm going to start off and just tell you first off that the app is, we developed it for our primary audience, which is our young enlisted sailors that are between 18 and 24, because they have the higher rate of alcohol incidents and binge drinking. We came up with the app through 17 interviews with alcohol abuse professional prevention personnel and also 400 sailor intercept interviews. So pretty much what the app does is it takes the sailor through their whole day, and it's a role-playing app. They select and customize an avatar, and it goes through their whole day at work, and then it also it goes out to a bar with friends. And then based on the choices that the avatar makes will depend on whether or not the sailor gets advanced to the next pay grade. And if they make poor choices, it will result in being separated from the Navy, meaning that the game is over. A couple of the great things that we have in the app is we have a live BAC calculator, and also where they can monitor their body's alcohol level. And it also has a local taxi cab search so they can find a ride home.
Let me ask you a basic question. What is the rate of alcohol use or misuse and binge drinking among the 18 to 24-year-olds?
That rate is probably, we find that at probably 30%, I believe, of all of our incidents. I don't have that statistic right off the top of my head. But
yeah, but what do you mean by 30% of incidents?
Well,
that's not saying 30% of all sailors of that age group.
Correct. 30% of the incidents that are reported are for the age group of 18 to 24.
And nowadays, are women also part of that binge drinking problem that are in that age group?
Yes. And more, our binge drinking problem is not as large as just irresponsible drinking. You know, going out and having too many drinks where, you know, they don't actually know how many. They may go out and order a Long Island iced tea, not realizing that there's several drinks, you know, maybe two drinks and that one drink. And then they'll order a couple of drinks, and then they aren't monitoring really how much alcohol they're taking in.
But just by virtue of the fact that that statistic, I know it's rough, but if 30% of the incidents reported involve these 18 to 24-year-olds, it's not like saying they're doing a math, you know, the most of the alcohol problems come from this age group. So why develop an app targeted at them as opposed to all sailors?
Well, let me go back. I just found my stats. For the 21 to 24, in fiscal year 12, 61% of our alcohol incidents were for our sailors 18 to 24. So of the 4,900 alcohol incidents that we had in fiscal year 12, of that percentage, of that 4,941, 61% were for that age group, 18 to 24.
Okay, so you do have a problem specifically with that age group.
Right.
So tell us, how did you talk to some alcohol prevention specialists and also interviewed? I'm interested in the Navy personnel that you interviewed to come up with the app content, because that must have given you clues as to what would appeal to them to think twice about that second Long Island iced tea.
Well, yes, the initial formative research we did was conducted by the 400 sailors with their intercept interviews and also with our alcohol professional groups. But then we also had 16 focus groups with our sailors to develop the campaigns and the message campaign and the tactics. And then after we had the message was out, we also had follow-up focus groups to test the app and the campaign products.
We're speaking with Doris Favorite. She is the Navy Alcohol and Drug Prevention Program Director. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
I was going to say that we made sure that when we talked to the sailors, that our app also, if there was anything that was inconsistent with our message, that they brought that out, and then we corrected it right away.
All right, and so what has the download history been so far?
Right now, the download's been pretty good. Right, we've had about 1,700 users, and it's been played more than 6,000 times. And our rate, and it's in both Apple Store and the Google Store, and it's received a 4 out of 5 star rating on Apple and a 2.5 rating on Android.
And how do sailors use it, or how do you distribute it to sailors? Is it required in certain conditions at all, or just recommended?
No, it's just recommended. It's not a mandatory tool. It's just a recommended tool for them to use if they're going to go out and go out drinking, or just to try it, you know, as a a couple of friends going out and one making sure that the other one is responsible, and maybe one of them using the app to tell the other one, you know, no, you need to stop drinking now. You know, your BAC is too high. So we see it as a positive tool as opposed to a mandatory tool.
And those that are not in that age group could download it if they wanted. So
people. It's available to everyone. It's available. It's free. And, you know, our specific group, like I said, was the younger group, but it's available to everyone.
And it's interesting because it helps presumably people with the real life situations. They've already role played it with their avatars, and then when they're out with their friends, they can perhaps draw upon their virtual experiences and get a better outcome. Any evidence that that's actually working?
Well, we just have started it, and so we don't have any data yet to support that. Was that your question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, in other words, it's too early to tell whether it's actually preventing
right.
some people from drinking
right.
or not.
And we also make sure that we tell our sailors that this tool does not replace our designated driver. You know, you still if you're going to go out drinking, we tell them to make sure there's a designated driver in the group.
And just to make sure just a detail I wanted to make sure of, we're talking about ashore activities. I mean, alcohol is still not permitted on aboard ships that are
correct.
Deployed, correct?
Correct. Correct. But, you know, sailors that are on ships, they all, you know, they aren't at sea all the time, so they get to come home and, you know, go out also. So, but mostly, you know, establishments out in town, but you're correct, there is no drinking allowed on Navy vessels.